Yeah, that's my husband.
Hey, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. How's it going today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good, good, good. Did you guys get gospel cards?
Yes, sir, we did.
You got to come out of the culture in the world. That's why we stand out here.
We don't go to church.
That's good. That's good. Jesus died to set us free. He shed his blood. And here's the thing. A lot of people think that if Jesus shedded his blood, I had one guy shed his blood, and he says, well, he covers all my sins, so I can just keep sinning. Does that make any sense to you? Have you ever stood before a righteous judge like in a courtroom? Have you?
Yeah.
Okay, I actually have too. What if I told you I'm a righteous judge? Let's pretend I'm a righteous judge,
right,
and you're the guy that broke the laws.
Right.
No, the other way around. You're the righteous judge,
okay,
and I'm the guy that broke the laws. What does a righteous judge say before he sentences to the person that broke the laws?
Well, he would say, if you keep doing this, or for example, if you're free to go, you're free to go, but if you keep doing this, you'll be back with even further punishment.
Yeah, and some judges will say, what say you? And I have two options. Hey, yeah, Your Honor, I broke your laws. I'm going to keep breaking them all the time because I'm just a sinner. I'm going to break your laws all the time. The judge is going to go, I don't think you understand, and I don't think you respect my courtroom. Maximum sentence, 5 years in jail. Or you could go before the holy just judge and go, please, Your Honor, I didn't mean to do it. I'll never do it again. Please give me probation. Don't ruin my life in jail. And the judge goes, you seem contrite and repentive. 6 months probation. If I ever catch you in my courtroom again, you're going to jail. Now, this is how the gospel works. Jesus will cover you for all the sin you've done in your past. We can't go and fix it, can we? And then he'll tell you today as you walk through your life, if you live in sin, and the Bible says if you repent, I don't want to blast you guys out, if you repent of your sin, he'll cleanse you. But now we have this problem of something called your future sin. Did that plea I made to you, righteous judge, does that cover all my future law breaking?
No.
Every time I break, I got to come back and go, please.
Yeah, you got to.
What happens if I'm there? You guys ever hear the story of the man that cried wolf, the boy that cried wolf?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Oh, wolf, wolf, wolf. Nobody believes him.
Yeah.
So the thing of the gospel is, it's beautiful, as Christ made the way for you and me. And we've all fallen short of the glory of God. But here's the beautiful thing. By his shed blood and through repentance, leaving our sin and leaving the culture. This is Satan's kingdom. Do you know this? This is Satan's kingdom. And the kingdom of God is right here. One day it's coming in power and glory when he parts the sky and he comes back and he's going to take the earth over by an iron rod. And he's coming in fire. He came as a baby in a manger once. He ain't coming as a baby in a manger the next time. Have you read 2 Thessalonians 1:8-10? He's coming in flaming fire. And you know what it says? It says he's coming in flaming fire to destroy all those that don't know God and don't obey the gospel. Yeah, it's exactly what I preach, but people say, I love God in my heart, I don't have to obey him. So the beauty of the gospel is by his shed blood, through your repentance, he gives you a new heart. You know what he does? He changes your heart. I used to be a drunk and a womanizer and a fighter and a worldly person. Do you think in my spirit I want that anymore?
No.
Now my flesh does. Oh, I could easily. I could easily turn into a fleshly man. My wife could turn into a fleshly feminist woman like she used to be. She tells people that all the time. But God transforms our heart and mind. So the fruit, if you say, well, I know God, and I want to follow God, and I think I'm born again, because you won't get into the kingdom unless you're born again. If you say you're born again, I'm going to say to you, you're a tree. Hey, you're a Christian tree if you claim Christ. What's your fruit? Do you get apples off of peach trees?
No.
Do you get blueberries off of a thorn bush? What do you get from a Christian that's holy and living by the Spirit of the Holy Spirit of God? And the Holy Spirit is also called this. Nobody knows this. I've been teaching it all day. Did you know there's another name for the Holy Spirit?
What?
Now, some people said Holy Ghost, but that's still Holy Spirit. Same thing. He's called the Spirit of Truth. John 16, the Spirit of Truth. And if you'll notice, American churchianity doesn't really care about truth much.
They don't care. Most of them don't even read the Bible.
Yeah, they don't care about truth. But yet, Ephesians 5:9 says, the fruit of the Holy Spirit, your fruit tree, should be goodness, righteousness, and truth.
You should just try to be a good person at all times.
Which means, good person means follow the word. In my phone, I use the Bible. Follow the Bible the best of your ability, and when you fall short, then you repent. So by faith, repentance, you're born again. Your fruit is holiness and obedience. Last part of the gospel.
What version do you read?
Wait, hold on. You guys, none of you got, you're too young to be married, right?
No.
None of you are married. Huh?
No, I'm 20.
Okay, yeah, you're too young to be married. I'm married. Guess what I have to do in my marriage? Every day. Right. Do I have to endure in it?
Yeah.
Do you guys have jobs?
Yes.
You have to show up every, this little nuisance, you got to show up every day and do your job or they don't pay you no
exactly.
more. You got to endure in it. Everybody in America, a lot of people think, raise my hand, say a prayer to Jesus, I believe in him once, woo, my ticket stamped to heaven, I'm going to heaven no matter how I live. You won't find one Bible verse that says that. That doesn't even make any sense. That makes a mockery out of that righteous judge. What about a holy Savior who sent his son to shed his blood and die for all of us, and then we go, I'm just going to trample his blood and live in sin.
It makes a mockery.
So I'm glad you guys don't go to the church system. And so what I would encourage you to do, what do you do? If you don't go to church, how do you serve Christ in spirit and truth?
Frankly, we're agnostic. We don't know.
Okay. All right. That's great. I appreciate that.
But we try to find the truth.
Yeah.
I feel like he's very knowledgeable in the Bible. We know quite a little.
Yeah.
Bit
yeah. Here's what I would tell you, because I love you. You're my neighbor. Stay out of the churches. They're all corrupt. That means all of them. Catholic, all the way down to Jehovah's Witness. I just rebuked the Jehovah's Witness down there. They ran from
Jesus.
Me. Here you go. I got a question for you that will solve all your problems as an agnostic. Ready? I'm gonna send you. I'll send you off with this unless you have more questions. Who is Jesus Christ?
The Son of God.
I believe that he was a man who was born, and he was famous for a reason.
Yeah. He just said he's the Son of God. So he said agnostic. You're not agnostic.
I am agnostic.
Okay, but you said he's the Son of God.
Well,
if he's the Son of God. Actually, in the Bible, they also worship Jesus. If you notice that, read the book of Matthew, they worshiped him. Do you know the Old Testament and New Testament go together? Do you know who you could only worship in the Old Testament?
Yahweh.
God. They worship Jesus in the book of Matthew. Jesus said in John, before Abraham was, I am. That meant he was before. That's why they picked up stones to kill him, because he was claiming himself God. So what I would say to you is, I don't want you to be agnostic. I want you to follow Christ. Figure out who Christ is. He's either a lunatic liar or he's Lord, and he's the only way. And my website teaches all about that.
Well, we really appreciate it.
Yeah, check it out. If I can ever help you via email, I love your souls. I care for you. Thank you for not. My name is James. This is my wife, Debbie. Thank you for not being mockers. You know what? It's so nice to talk to young people that aren't mockers. We meet. You know what? It's amazing. Let me just say this real quick. I would say, in this generation that we're living in, I meet more young people that are receptive to the truth. The middle-aged and older people, they mock me like crazy. So I have some hope, but Jesus said very few were going to find eternal life. Only 8 came off the ark, 3 came out of Sodom and Gomorrah. Only 2 out of 600,000 made it into the Holy Land. So as you look around here, most everyone's going to lose their soul in hell, per Jesus. He said few, and that word few means puny. So unless you repent and follow Christ, you too will lose your soul. I have to tell you that. So I hope you come to that. Let me know how I can help you in the faith.
Well, we really appreciate that.
Yeah, thank you for your time, young man.
It's always fun talking about that.
Yeah. Stuff. Who is Jesus, Lord or liar? Figure that out and you're on your way. And then obey him with all your heart.
Brandon, Ray, Jeff.
Love you guys. God be praised.